We're going to look at one of the most wonderful gifts that God has given to us, and it's His working in us. His working in us. Praise God. Do you know that you have the creator of the whole universe, the one who upholds the whole universe by the word of His power, working in you? Praise God. We're going to explore it a little bit here this morning because it's very, very wonderful. Praise God. And young people, Jesus wants to live inside you because He wants to work really good things on the inside. He wants to work every good thing into your life. So if you listen out, you'll hear some of the things as we go along here this morning. Praise God. Praise God. Well, Galatians 3:26 says, you are all sons. And this is nothing to do with male or female. This is to do with being sons. This is to do with being in the inheritance. You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Praise God. The moment you put your faith into Christ, you become a son of God. It's wonderful. And He begins to work in you from that very moment. I mean, I was thinking back, you see, to the meeting that I was in where I very simply came to Christ. I mean, there was no big thing going on. It was just very simple. It was just He had worked in my heart to say, Jesus, I see you, I believe you. I'm a sinner. I want to receive your forgiveness, and I want to follow you. I mean, could anything be more simple than that? But what took place was a profound change. Because God starts working from that. Well, He's been working all the time, drawing you to Christ. But the work is now taking place on the inside of you. And it's dramatic. I mean, anyone who's got born again, they'll know that the change was so dramatic when it takes place. Because you no longer want... I mean, for me, I no longer wanted what I had before. But all in a moment, the working of God, so powerful, totally changed a life. I was freed instantly from self-consciousness, very self-conscious person, not able to mix with people easily. That fell away from me that night. I mean, see, His work is so powerful, but that's just the beginning. And the prophetic word to us today was, we're only at the very beginning now. I want every day to be, this is a new beginning. This is a fresh day of mercy and new beginnings with you. I mean, if we approach each day like that, it's going to be full. It's going to be very complete for us. So God takes you as His child and He begins to work in you. Now, many have a fear or had a fear of what God might do if we allowed Him in to start working in our lives. I don't know if anyone's experienced that, but it's a totally wrong notion, by the way, as we'll look here in a moment. But one of the first church I was in, various missionaries used to come to speak, and they'd be, you know, from some missionary field abroad, and they'd be telling about the very difficult conditions they lived in and they were working out there. And really, you sank down in your chair hoping God wouldn't see you and, you know, that there wouldn't be some kind of similar call to you. And so there was a whole fear. God's going to ask me to do something that I'd hate to do. He's going to try and work something into me that I wouldn't be able for. This was some of the thinking, you see, that was around. It's totally false. It's completely and utterly false. I mean, people I've spoken to that have been called abroad into some mission field, when you speak to them, they can think of nothing else and they can speak of nothing else and they can't wait to be out. One young man wanted to be out amongst the Muslims out in Iran and Iraq and places like that. And I thought, mercy, you know, I hope I'm not next. But He doesn't work like that. He works the love and the grace into you in such a way that you are utterly delighted. You see, He The scripture says that it's God's workmanship in us, and he works in us what's absolutely perfect for us. He works in us, and he prepares the works, and the two marry absolutely perfectly together. That's God. So we need have absolutely no fear. You see, the perfect love of God casts out every fear. So if you think it's the perfect love of God that's in you now by the Spirit, every fear is gone. Father is not like that. He prepares people perfectly and beautifully for everything that he calls them to do. And he matches you with all the grace that you need for that. And so we're going to see here this morning that you need have absolutely no fear of what Father would do in you, because it's wonderfully good and it will be perfectly matched to you. Praise God. Praise God. Now, Hebrews 12 and verse 7, I'm just mentioning this scripture here. And there's a whole passage there all about God training us. And it talks about him scourging his sons and everything. There's language in there, and you could be absolutely terrified. If you don't put all the word together, you can't just pick out a section and start teaching out of it without putting the whole of the word together of God's character to get the correct understanding. Now, here's from Hebrews 12, verse 7. If you endure chastening, now that means chastening means training. Training. So if you endure means to remain in. So if you remain in training before God. In other words, somebody said one time, keep the L plates on. Is that right? I keep the L plates on because I'm in training. Father is training me. He's working in me. And so if you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. You see, he's a loving father. And if you've had mother, father, parents, guardians, somebody looking after you as you were growing up, they were training you. Is that right? Praise God. I'm very pleased with what my parents trained me in. Extremely. I'm in the blessing of it now. Well, what about the training of God? Who wants to... So he says, if you endure chastening, you and I have to remain and remain open to the Father. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as sons. You're allowing him then to be a father to you, and you are prepared to be a son to his fatherly lead. Can you see it? It's very, very wonderful. Praise God. Because the scripture goes on to say, what son is there whom a father does not chasten, does not train? We all got trained from brushing our teeth upwards. Is that right? All the various things, how to sit in a potty. We all got trained. So if you remain under training and teaching and correction, that's what the word means, God can deal with you as sons. Praise God. And if you are a true son, if you permit God to train and teach and correct you, you'll be a true son. And he can be a true father to you. Is it wonderful? Praise God. Now, it goes on to say in Hebrews 12, verse 10, it's for your profit. Oh, no, it's for your benefit. Everything that he would train you in, everything that he would teach you in is for your profit, is for your benefit. Is that right? If you had parents who trained you in good things, was that for your profit? Praise God. I'm in profit because of what my parents taught me. And so, as God is as Father is teaching and training and correcting us, and we stay open to him, we're set for blessing. Wonderful. He was correcting me as we were worshiping there today. Some particular thought patterns, he was correcting it. They're wonderful. Because he loves me. Because he loves you. Praise God if we stay open to him. Praise God. And young people, if you ask God to teach and train you, and show you the way to go and show you what he wants you to do in life, you're going to be very, very blessed. Praise God. Praise God. Now, you will only allow someone you trust to direct and train you and correct you. If you don't trust somebody, there's no way you're going to hand your life over to them to receive correction and instruction and direction. You have to trust the person. So the question we're asking here is, am I safe to put myself into Heavenly Father's hands? Am I safe to do it? It's a reasonable question, isn't it? Because you see, if you don't trust him, you're not going to be able to take any direction from him because you're not certain of it. So we're going to have a look at Hebrews 13, verses 20 and 21, and look into this a little bit here this morning. Now, the first verse, verse 20, is a description of who's going to be guiding, correcting, and teaching you. The God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. So that's who we'd be giving ourselves into the hands of. Verse 21, and this is the work he would do. Make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Praise God. So we're going to have a look at the first verse here to see what could we expect if we hand ourselves to the Father and say, Father, I want you to be a father to me. I want to be a son. I want you to teach me and show me what's right to do. Praise God. Praise God. So verse 20 shows me who is at work in me, the God of peace. So he's working everything into me, everything into you for peace. I mean, does that take all fear away for a start? If he's going to work in what is for our peace. I mean, peace is a big word. If we take its meaning as in shalom, it's protection. He's going to work everything into you and me for our protection. It means well-being. Everything that he works into you, into me, is for well-being. It means wholeness. Everything that he works into me is for wholeness, to make me a beautiful, rounded, complete person in him. This is what he's working towards. Is it wonderful? His work in me is for prosperity. We mean that in the widest sense, that we'd prosper in everything, in joy and peace and love, as well as in all the material things that we might need in life. It's an all-rounded prosperity from God. And it's health, wholeness. That his working in us is to the end of bringing us to wholeness, to health, to well-being, to strength, to encouragement, to life. Life to the full. Praise God. Sickness in my body is not life to the full. So the question is, will we allow him to continue to work? See, Pioneer allowed the Lord to continue to work. You are the Lord who heals me. I'm healed in Jesus' name. Can you see that she continued in what Father said and she received it? Can you see? It's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful. Amen. Now, when you see who's working in you and the benefits for you, you gladly want to come running under his protection, under his guidance, under his care, when you see what he's got in mind for you. It's the next phrase there, describing him who's working in us, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead. The one working in me, the one working in you, looks to bring you out of everything that is death or associated with it. Glory to God. He wants to, his working in you is to take you out of every dark thing, every hopeless thing, every depressing thing, into everything beneficial and life-giving and profitable for us. Is it wonderful? He's continually working resurrection. He's continually, come on, Paul, up out of that, and we're moving on. Resurrection life. This is who we'd be handing ourselves over to. It's wonderful. Praise God. The next phrase is that great shepherd of the sheep. Jesus, the good shepherd, Father, the great shepherd of the sheep. This is whom I'd be handing myself over to. The one who makes me lie down in rich pastures. I mean, that's a great description of Jesus. He makes me lie down from my works into his finished works. But he makes me lie. This is who the Father is that you'd be handing yourself over to. The one who makes you lie down. You see, the sheep don't provide the food for themselves. The shepherd provides it and brings the sheep to where the food is. Glory to God. And a sheep lying down, have you ever seen one lying down and they see pasture all as far as they could see? Much more than they could ever eat. And so this is a wonderful picture of the great shepherd of the sheep. Praise God. The great shepherd of the sheep, he quietens my soul. There's no one can settle you like the Father. Doesn't matter what anxious thing or fearful thing, he knows how to quieten your soul. Totally settle you, in other words. Is it wonderful? This is who we'd be handing ourselves over to. I mean, the further you go on with the description, the more you think, Father, I'm jumping into all your life and out of mine. Praise God. He lays out a table for me in the midst of my enemies. Right in the middle of challenge, right in the middle of difficult things, there's a whole table of provision for me in him, in the good shepherd, in the great shepherd of the flock. Hallelujah. There's peace, steadiness, faith, encouragement, strength, all there on the table for me, right in the middle of a challenging situation. Is it wonderful? Praise your holy name. This is who we'd be handing ourselves over to. He causes my cup to run over. To run over. Your cup spilling over means that there's not only is there a full cup for you, but it's all flowing out to whomever you want to give it to all around you. Praise God. My cup runs over because of the shepherd God who looks after me and cares for me and provides for me in every single way. Look at the last phrase. Through the blood of the everlasting covenant. Praise God. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. Praise God. Through the blood of the everlasting covenant. God will see me through the finished work of Christ. Never to accuse, never to condemn, and never to shame. Is that wonderful? Oh, I think I can easily come into that presence. Oh, I think I can easily trust myself to this good shepherd, great shepherd of the sheep. He will keep reminding me that I'm his beloved child forever. He's committed to me by blood covenant. Glory to God. So I'm taught, I'm trained, I'm corrected from a place of great encouragement and peace. You're wonderful. It's very easy to receive correction from someone who loves you. It's very easy to receive it. Hallelujah. From God. Here's the work that this great shepherd of the flock would do. Hebrews 13:21, the next verse. This is God's aim. Make you complete in every good work to do his will. Make you complete in every good work. So you would find yourself in the middle of every good work. You find yourself in the center of his will, if he's directing you. Working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight. It's well-pleasing in his sight to have you complete in every good work. Well-pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Everything comes through Christ. Everything comes through Christ who's in us. Praise God. Praise God. If I do anything in life according to his will, I'll be doing things the good way, the right way, and I'm going to come into all the benefit. Praise God. I mean, what's his principal way of training us? Principal way of training us? The Word. Absolutely. Somebody said one time, you know, my boiler blew up and two wheels fell off the front of the car and God's training me. No, he doesn't use catastrophe to train you. He uses his Word. If you don't go by his Word, you'll end up in catastrophe and he'll have to rescue you out. Amen. He teaches you through his wisdom, through his care, through his teaching, through his love. Now, you can be in a challenging situation and you will learn some things from that, and that's his grace also. Amen. Amen. Now, most of the work that God has to do in us, this fits in very well with the prophetic word to us today. Most of the problems in us that God has to work in us is in our thoughts. It's in what's going on in our heads. It's what's going on in our thinking is where he has to get in before he can see any change come. Amen. If there are thoughts of fear in there, if there are thoughts of concern for the future in there, you'll be paralyzed. So you won't be able to do anything because most of the nation is paralyzed by the fear of the shortage there is as they see it at the moment and the crisis that they're in at the moment. And you can't expect anything these days because everything's on a slow and a go slow and everything's on downbeat at the moment. You see, if the head is full of that, you're finished. No, you're completely finished. I mean, I was speaking to a Christian and they were pouring out the most bleak picture of what lies ahead and what we could expect for our future. And I thought, grief. Totally stuck in all that. No, you'll never go anywhere. You're stuck right there at that point. Father has to work a total change in the thinking before anything useful can take place. Can you see that? And so, you see, all that stuff, it leads to depression, it leads to hopelessness, and it leads to you to stagnate. You can't move from that position. And so the prophetic word has been how much more that God's got for us, and not to see that we're settled now in something and nothing can change. No, everything can change. Depending on what we're prepared to have as our thought pattern. So this a great shepherd of the flock, he's looking to train and correct my thought life and bring my thought life into line with his word. This is how he trains and corrects. See, somebody said one time, you need to take the CD out that's playing at the moment. The CD that's playing in the head, you need to pull that one out. And you need to put God's CD in so that it's the Word of God that fills you, fills your thinking. You see, when you have his CD playing, you have I have loved you with an everlasting love. I will never leave nor forsake you. My perfect love casts out every fear from you. My plans for you are prosperous plans. My plans for you are full of hope. My plans for you have no harm in them. When you when you have his CD playing, he says, you seek my kingdom, you seek my word, you seek my purposes, and I'll add everything to you. This is the CD we've got playing. I've got good gifts for those who ask me. If earthly fathers know how to give good gifts to their children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask them? That's the CD you want playing. Your whole being changes. I mean, you start to come into health. A lot of ill health is through what we think. That's the base of it. It's what we think. You only have to allow thoughts to come in to depress and repress you, and it won't be long before you see sickness in the body. He wants, you and I, we have to give permission to him to work. You see, we can be a stubborn son and not bother, and you're stuck right there in your stubbornness. That's not what he wants. He's looking from a free heart to say, Father, you're my Father, I'm your son, I'll follow you. I'll receive your correction. I'll receive your rebuke. I'll receive your chastening, your correcting, your changing. I'll receive it. Amen. Amen. So next time you find yourself depressed, you find yourself low, you find yourself, I'm going through one of those days, have a look at what you're thinking. Have a look at what you're thinking. You're not thinking the Word of God, that's for certain. Because the Word of God does not keep you in depression. It lifts you out into great encouragement and strength. And there's a powerful, nobody is condemned, but we can see, just stop. What am I thinking? Well, I'm thinking this and this and this and this. Out with those and in with the Word. Anyone walking with God has to do that the whole time. This is not, it's not a once for all. You have to keep doing it, because what's being fed from the world is so depressing and so dark and so lifeless that you have to keep feeding in the life, the truth. Proverbs 23 verse 7 says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So is he. Whatever your life looks like now, is the result of what you think. What does your life look like? It's the result of the thought patterns that have gone through your head that have produced what you're now in. That's very challenging, but it's very freeing, because the Lord wants all the rubbish thoughts out and all the life-giving ones in. Hallelujah. And then you're going to see the environment change around you. You're going to see relationships change around you. You're going to receive His wisdom for everything. So God, your loving Father, He's looking to work into you, His child, what is well pleasing in His sight. You see, before we were saved, and this is what people in the world, this is where they are. Before we were saved, and had Heavenly Father working in us, the spirit of this world was working in us. The spirit of the sons of disobedience was what was working in us. We neither knew God nor obeyed Him, and we were storing up trouble ahead for ourselves. Is that right? And so we've been lifted out of that. Having an old heart of stone lifted out, and a lovely, new, tender heart towards Jesus put in its place. From that tender heart, I can now be taught by the Father. Can you see it? I can be tender towards Him. Tender ground, healthy ground for the seed of His Word, His correction, His training to come to me so that I can benefit in all that He's got for us. Praise God. Praise God. The God of peace, that great shepherd of the sheep, to train and correct and discipline me, to bring me to the complete wholeness that He desires. Is He wonderful? Now, what about asking God? You could do this in some time at home. What about asking God, what thoughts have I got going in that are now blocking what you want to do in my life? Anyone be willing to have a go with that? And see what he shows to you. Would it be good? Praise God. Would you remember the question? Say, Father, what things in my thinking right now are blocking me from what you're looking to bring me into? Would it be good? Anyone be willing to have a go? Praise God. It's all for blessing. It's all that he can bring you into the completeness and the wholeness and all the goodness that he's got for you. Amen. So if we resist him, we'd only have ourselves to blame for the outcome. Is that right? Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have it to its very fullness. And that's what God is continually willing to work into you and into me if we will be prepared to spend the time with him and receive from him. Is it good? Praise God. Well, just have some moments now.